There's a club on the way here, you pass one for blacks. Then there's one outside up north of here. And that's it. That's mm-hmm. all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, other churches.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's it.
All right. What about if you wanted to show me around Wiggins? Are there any places that a visitor might be interested in?
Attractions.
Yes, any parks or any places with any kind of historical significance, monuments or markers?
We're known for our pickle factory.
Where is that?
It's slightly north of the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's in town, but it's slightly north. And that's it. That's, as far as the paper mill, well, that's in industry, but other than that,
mm-hmm.
I think the pickle factories are so, like, countrywide. I think mm-hmm. our pickles.
Do you remember the brand name?
Brown Miller.
Brown Miller.
That's the name of the, yeah. I don't know his name on the bottles, but I know that I've heard people in the North State, well, you know, I saw these pickles from Wiggins.
Like sweet pickles?
Yeah, sweet pickles, yeah. Okay,
all
right, that's it.
Okay.
And they come from various parts of the country here, Florida, I mean southern parts of the country, and they're processed here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the only thing I think I would. There are no, really, there are no parks, to my knowledge, no.
All right. Would it be possible for a plane to make a landing anywhere around here?
They have a small airport. And I'm assuming, I've never been there, it's so small. It's just the private planes that come in. And it's, I suppose it's southeast of Wiggins. And I've
mm-hmm.
heard talk of it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure.
Is there any other word besides airport that you would use? Does airfield mean anything to you?
Yeah, I would know what you're talking about. That was the airport.
What's the difference?
I have no idea.
Okay, you recognize that?
Yes. I don't know the difference.
Okay, I'm going to ask you things have to do with the highway and driving. Say if I wanted to go from Gulfport to Mobile, what would probably be the best way to get there? Especially if I were maybe a little bit hurt.
I don't know the shortest direction. Shortest
route. What would you think would have the most traffic from Gulfport to Mobile?
Come north on 49. Take 26 east.
Okay. Now, what if you wanted to go on one of the arteries that handle traffic going in both directions? You have two lanes here or something to divide two lanes.
Oh, I-20, I suppose. I'm sorry. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's what I had in mind.
I forgot about that one.
What would you call
I'm sorry. That would definitely be concurrent.
That's really not important. That's what I thought. What would you call I-10? That would be a what?
It's
I-20. Or
I-20,
whatever it is.
Maybe it's I-10. Interstate, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything besides interstate?
That's funny.
You ever hear people say superhighway?
Oh, well, I've heard it say superhighway, but it's... the term interstate is more prevalent.
Okay. Let's say if you were driving along I-10 and you wanted to stop, you know, just take a break, what would you call the place?
Rest area.
Okay. What do you think of rest area? Does that usually have a restaurant? Or is it...
Could, it could not.
Okay, it could possibly have
a
restaurant.
Because they do have them with some of the places.
Have you ever heard Roadside Park?
Yes, Roadside Park, right.
Is that the same thing or is there a difference?
Roadside Park doesn't have a restaurant, to my knowledge, does it? The park.
Okay. Maybe tables for business.
Yes,
stuff
right.
Like
rest areas could. I mean, sometimes the ones we've stopped just had restrooms. And then there have been places that have been tourist information booths at the rest area. But the Roadside Park, I've never seen a restaurant. I don't remember it. I might have.
Okay. What about, when you're driving along I-10, there are lines painted right down the center of the highway to help you keep in your own lane. Do you have a name for those?
Dividers?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it's a name, but I can't say. Median? Is it median?
Now, are we talking about the painted lines or something else?
Yellow line. I suppose yellow line.
Okay.
I'm sure I've seen something else, but I can't remember.
Something like center line?
Yeah, center line, yeah.
Now, on I-10, you might have something like grass or concrete or metal to separate the two
That's
what it is. That's the what?
Medium.
Yeah, okay. Does it make a difference what it is, whether it's grass or metal or concrete? It would all be medium. Okay. All right. Say you wanted to get off I-10 to get some gas. You know, you drive off the part of the highway, you go to the side. What do you call that thing that you drive off of?
Oh, I can't remember.